Looking to go out in the town in the city of Boston for an affordable price and grab some great food, drinks, and atmosphere in the Seaport District? Well, look no further than newcomer Seaport Social. Seaport Social is a premier and authentic social house that is poised to proudly serve the Boston area for many years to come. Their mission is to provide high-quality food and unique craft beer selection, along with a welcoming atmosphere for all those that wish to witness firsthand what the Boston social spirit is all about. From a top-notch bar, great group seating, to their premier menu, including their massive loaded nachos, endless craft beers on tap, and an exquisite espresso martini option, look for manager Jimmy, who will satisfy your needs. A project that has been 4 years in the making is finally here, Seaport Social, which is located at 225 Northern Avenue in the Seaport District in Boston, will officially open its doors for their grand opening December 1st. Get there while you can and tell them Steel and Az sent you. Eat, drink, social. That's what the Seaport Social does.
Episode 109, welcome to Steel and Az.
Yep.
Anton, finally in the house tonight.
It hasn't been that long,
I guess. Once again, welcome to Steel and Az, brought to you in part by Hedge Better from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. Tonight, no guest show. Since Anton's here, he's basically a guest because he shows up once a month.
Jesus Christ.
We'll talk about the Bees, the hottest team literally in the world.
Planet, yeah.
Big showdown against Tampa tonight. Big comeback from behind win against the Habs the other night.
Fuck the Habs.
Celtics lost two in a row with injuries. In Florida, we'll see. Can they bounce back? Is this a problem going forward? We'll let you know. Big pickup by the Patriots as offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien. Links back up with the Patriots, Bill Belichick. A lot of stuff to come out of Foxborough today. We'll cover that. Lastly, maybe we'll talk a little baseball since Anton's here. Red Sox got a couple guys. You think that means they're in contention for the AL East?
No.
All right, well, we'll let it rip.
Spoiler.
Here. We'll let it rip here, and we have to start with whether Anton likes it or not. We have to start with the Bruins.
Hockey's tight.
Yeah, team that's won like 14 of 15 now. They have 80 points. I think they're about 14 to 16 points in front of anyone in the entire NHL. This team's been amazing from top to bottom, and I just want to start with the goaltending because Linus Ullmark, who is up for a Vezina, makes the all-star team, is like 25-1-1. And then all of a sudden you have Jeremy Swayman, who borderline is playing just as good as him too. Maybe the second best goalie playing right now in the NHL. It's just great to see. They were both stars in the Eastern Conference last week as they both posted sub-one goal against averages. But, you know, where is a flaw in this team?
Doesn't exist. And I'm not saying that because it's like a Bruins homer. They lead the entire NHL in goals per game. They have the best defense. They have the least goals per game defensively. They have the best goalie duo. They have two Norris Trophy candidates. They have the second best power play in the entire NHL. They have the best penalty kill. Like, it literally doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
Like, it just doesn't.
They can plug in any goalie at any time. They can plug in and feel confident with just about anyone. You know, in years past, all right, it's been the Bergeron, Marchand, Pasternak line.
And when they're done, we're fucked.
Yeah, we're done, pretty much fucked. I think that, you know, the rise of David Krejci coming back, and, you know, yet you have this guy Zacha, you have AJ Greer, who you know, coming on, kind of saving their own NHL careers here and playing for a hell of a puck club here. And Taylor Hall, who, you know, has sat in the back, I think finally scored a big goal, actually, against the Canadiens here after not scoring for, like, 10 games. But that's beside the point.
Trying him on the first line tonight. See how it goes. Wow. It's Marchand, Bergeron, Hall.
So I want to talk a little bit about this Canadiens game. They were down 1-0. They were out shooting the shit out of the Canadiens. Come back, Taylor Hall, like you said, scored his 14th goal of the year. Things really turning back going in. What do you think they said in that second period going to the third? In Montreal.
Let's shut these people up, dude. Like, this is the arch rival. This is the enemy. They're playing their Stanley Cup in this before All-Star game versus us. Because we're their rival, and they're not going to make the playoffs, and we're the best team on the face of the earth right now.
And then the Bruins bent them over with an early goal. Canadians actually didn't back down their guy Kirby. Is it Dach or Doc?
Doc, I believe.
Well, he scored two goals. He looked pretty good there. Yeah, he's one of their players coming up. And then Bergeron, of course, seals the deal with the game winner. Pasternak seals it with the
Quebec City's finest.
Good to see. And I that was a pretty good story with AJ Greer. You saw he Did you see that?
I did not.
No, so he spent like all the money. He used to be a Habs fan. He was from Montreal.
Tough.
And he spent all his money on a Bruins versus Canadiens ticket. And like he got like front row and everything, and now he's playing in it on the other side.
I hope we pumped them that game. I hope we absolutely massacred them in that game.
So as a basketball fan, Anton, what do you got to say?
In terms of what? They lost two in a row, so what?
We're talking about the Bruins.
I mean, I think it just shows that a goalie fucking doesn't matter if you have a good team in front of you. Talking about how good Swayman and Omar are. You can't have that good of goalies. Like, Omar is a nobody. They just have a fucking great team in front of them.
That's what's nuts is like he hits.
They both played extremely well.
They have the best team in front of them. It shows goalies are useless in the NHL. That's all I have to say.
That's complete ass.
You have Vasilevskiy. He's a fucking literally the size of a net in right now. And what he's good. Yeah,
that's okay, a different cool. story.
Might not see Anton for a while after this.
I'm just saying. Not sure
if he's going to be invited back.
I just think it's, you know, the Bruins are going to fucking stumble at some point. You don't go perfect.
But as we get closer to the trade deadline, by the way, All-Stars, Linus Ullmark made it and Pastrnak made it in the fan vote, which he should have. He's got like 36 goals, 34 assists. He's been unbelievable. What should this team trade for at the trade deadline? I feel like if you pick up another, you know, third line defenseman, I feel like just to improve that. At one point, you almost don't want to switch this team at all.
I don't want to touch anything personally.
Yeah, there's always everybody always wants the flashy moves, no matter what, where you are. Just keep it.
Like simple. Maybe some small throw, like a pot prospect or two out there that I've never heard of, but like don't do anything like major.
No. So they're 38-5-4 going into Thursday night's game against Tampa. Tampa actually hasn't lost at home in 10 games. I took the Bruins tonight just because I was disgusted. They were basically underdogs in this game. It was almost a pick 'em, just about a pick 'em. But when they were pick 'em like 2 weeks ago against the Rangers, I said no doubt Bruins going to take it 3-0 win. I just don't know how you can go against the Bees right now.
I agree. I think it's 1-0 at the time of this recording. Bad guys, but
yeah, but that happens. Early. Yeah, it's early. Exactly. I just think it's cup or bust. This team has.
Yeah, it's, I mean, dude, with their, like you just said, 38-5-4. Like, it's cup or
I've
bust.
Never seen, like, I, even like another team, I've never seen that in my life.
They're the best team I've ever seen. Like, regular, like, up until this point in the regular season, I've never seen. Yeah, like, that's not me being the Bruins homer I am. Like, yeah. I'm not doing that.
It's like, dude, I don't need to, we need to watch. They're going to win.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah. Absolutely insane. You think they're going to win a cup?
No.
No, why not?
I just think that once it comes down to it, I mean, and it,
well, yeah, the goalies still matter. No.
This is actually my problem with the puckheads, whatever you want to call you guys.
The puckheads.
Everybody says, "Oh, the NBA, you know, the best teams are the best teams. They glide through to get through the finals. All this.
They do.
NHL playoffs. You have to grind every game. You're gonna have to grind every fucking game. You're not gliding right through to fucking win a Stanley Cup. They could run into issues. You're not gonna just get there." Just because, I mean, they're playing great. Fine. Yeah, tell me to shut up. I don't care. But it's not a guarantee.
To Anton's defense, too, if, like, the season ended today, they'd be playing the Washington Capitals in the first round. That's a tough first round, whether you like it or not.
Four,
okay. That's the homer talking, but I feel like
that's Patrice Bergeron shutting down Ovechkin and the rest of the team running the show versus that team.
That would be wonderful. I'm in.
That would be a fun series. Yeah. See, NHL.
No more Holtby. I don't fear them at all.
How bad is the West this year though? You got the Seattle Kraken in like first place.
Love it.
What the fuck is that?
Vegas too. That's why hockey sucks.
Vegas is right there. The Avalanche are kind of on a championship hangover. The Winnipeg Jets.
Jets, Eddie, baby.
Jets. God damn it. Blackhawks, dude. Worst team in the NHL.
Top scene.
The Bears just got the number one pick.
they want Bedard.
I would accept Patrick Kane for free if they're just willing to do that.
They want Bedard. Is it Connor Bedard, the Canadian kid who's going number one? Supposed to be the next LeBron James. Yeah. And the hockey version,
like,
of course.
Like, that's already picked.
I think Connor McDavid's already that.
Probably, but
this kid is like the next Connor McDavid. Yeah, like you should have said.
So they just keep going in line. Yeah, I don't know. We're about to transition to basketball, so that's why I felt like just dropping that.
Sure, do your thing.
So Bruins in four, every single series they're going to win?
No, just against the Capitals. Like, definitely.
Oh, is that beard going away this summer?
100%.
Who scares you the most?
Hurricanes.
I'd probably say the team they're playing tonight.
Yeah.
I'd probably say Tampa Bay Lightning, because they've been there. They've done that before. So, you know, when the Bruins play them in the series, if they play each other, that's going to be a dynamite series to watch.
Pat Maroon and Jack Edwards, like, squashed their beef today.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't. Did you see his shoes?
No.
There was, like, a picture of Edwards leaning down, like, saying sorry. And there were those just, like, grandpa shoes, you see, like, all black with, like, a strip. And then he had high white socks.
Yeah, dude. What do you think, You think Jack Edwards rolls up in like Jordan's, dude?
No, but maybe something a little bit better than that. I was just like,
that guy's an absolute geek. I love that guy. No, it was like,
just
no shit.
It was just complete geekiness. It was exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, that's what he should be wearing.
Yeah. What do you think Pat Maroon said to him? Just said fuck off.
Probably. All right. Pat Maroon's a dirty piece of shit anyway, so who cares?
Okay.
I don't think I would have apologized to that.
Is his beard better than yours?
It's got two cups, so yeah. Three cups, maybe.
Three cups, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, three, right?
I think so.
Yeah, the
Blues and two Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
three in a row, almost four. Tough break.
Yeah, but it's still a scumbag.
Scumbag is right. Speaking of scumbags, going into Miami the other night, Miami Heat, I think Kyle Lowry's a scumbag, so I'll leave it there. But
why?
Anyways. He's just an he's
giving, he's like the, no
he's giving the Celtics problems, you know.
So
yeah, he's on the court, he's a scumbag.
No,
okay, I was about to say like maybe on the court, yeah, because like I don't think I know what Kyle Lowry's voice sounds like. Like that guy hasn't been a piece of shit to like anybody.
He's not a piece of shit. He's fucking a good player.
Like Pat Maroon's he plays the game hard. Like noted.
Yeah, like
he slit a guy's wrist with a skate this year.
You want to call Kyrie Irving an asshole, then go for it. But like,
I was gonna, but they're not playing the Nets. It wouldn't have made any sense.
Kyle Lowry's not a fucking asshole. Like
on the court, yeah, he is. On the court,
we're using
that
term
asshole.
Way too loosely.
Big asshole.
Whatever.
I mean, calling you an asshole is an understatement. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I would have been a better asshole than Kyle Lowry.
At this point, the Boston Celtics are also the number one team in their respective league. Kind of falling a little bit with losing two
they're
in a row.
They're not falling.
They're
Jesus
falling.
Christ, they're hurt.
They're falling.
Blow it up.
Blow it up.
They went down to Florida. Probably got a little sun. Hit the strip.
They had injuries. They couldn't finish the game. We had Jason turnover. You know, not handling the ball well.
Connor.
And I will say, Orlando Magic, they've played very well against the Celtics in all three games this year.
Banchero's good, man. That's a great player.
I was like when player. They took him first overall, I was like, what the fuck? And
he's a good player.
Good job by them.
They were leading. I think they had a 10-point lead on the Heat the other night with no Jimmy Butler. Jaylen Brown wasn't playing for the Celtics. And the Celtics couldn't close it out. It seemed like they kept turning over the ball. Bam Adebayo played pretty well for the Heat there.
Bam's a problem for us.
Yeah.
We have never done well against him.
He's just so athletic as a big man. Yeah. Again, it's like the Red Sox with their starting pitching, and we'll get that later. But the Celtics with the big man, I mean, they have it with Time Lord and – you know, Al and whatnot. But again, I have still, like, Robert Williams isn't going to make it a full season. If he does, then great.
They should just sit him now.
Well, no, but the one thing that the Celtics are doing right now is now we don't have to be a destination. Like, they said it, you know, 98.5, they've mentioned it. You know, we're in the buyout market. So, you know, Kevin Love could be on our radar. You know, somebody, you know, Paul Millsap, just an old veteran who can give us 15 more minutes. You know,
a better Blake Griffin.
Yeah, I mean, Blake Griffin's even okay. I
say it time and time again, and like I know Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, these are the 1-2, you know, one of the best duo in the NBA currently right now. But this guy, Malcolm Brogdon, has been unbelievable.
Oh, what a signing.
Six man.
Yeah, great player.
You know, just I think I have.
Well, they fit perfectly together. The way the team's designed. I mean, I think they need a backup big man or somebody on the wing. Like, you know, Hauser's not gonna cut it.
I have player prop tonight. Malcolm Brogdon, 15 points. You think it hits?
No.
No.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, that was pretty negative.
Hauser, the last game, 0-for-5, 3, killing me. That's why you're there, pal. Hit the three.
Yeah, I mean, Brogdon's more so like. He's like 90% from the free throws. You know, he doesn't turn the ball over. He stays calm. He's great off the bench. He's perfect for us. And the Celtics are fine. It just, you know, now we're just playing, you know, get the team into, you know, a good favorable matchup into the playoffs and, you know, just keep you winning your game.
Yeah, any worry I have about the Celtics right now is like short term.
Yeah, and, like, it's like if the Bruins lost two in a row, would you be worried?
No, I think Blake Griffin needs more minutes and less towel time.
I mean, I think that's why, like,
fresh off the presses.
Who knows who they get? You know, like, think about the moves they've made. Brad has not made a bad fucking move. I want him back on the bench and GM. I want him Bill Belichick in this fucking deal.
Wait till Danilo comes back.
I love that guy too.
He's
a little bit of a cone. Like,
I saw the interview of, like, him being like, "Think I can play this year and stuff." I absolutely 200% forgot we had him.
Does he play any defense though? I feel he just shoots and gets out of there.
Yeah, shoots.
That's what we kind of need though.
No, that's what I'm saying. At the trade deadline, I'm kind of talking about maybe a nice little shooter off the bench, because I don't think at the end of the day Sam Hauser is going to be your guy in the playoffs, but that guy could be very well injured right now in Danilo Gallinari.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 2K legend.
I've heard of, like, getting, like, you know, like Josh Hart from Portland, I believe. But I think they're playing well.
Suck bag.
The Pelican. No, he's good. You know, but again, like, we're in the bio market. People are going to want to, you know, these old veterans, these names, these former all-stars are going to want to, you know, when they get bought out of their huge, massive fucking contract, they're going to want to, you know, we're going to be their first, like, look.
I'll give Chicago the nicest wash machine I have for the, who's the guy who used to play for the Lakers who plays for the Bulls now?
Caruso?
The white guy, yeah, Caruso. I'll give them.
He's
a
good player.
I'll give them the nicest wash machine I have.
I hope it's a really nice one.
Oh no, it will.
Maybe two.
Yeah,
maybe two.
Maybe a Kinect with a nice dryer.
That'd be good. Yeah.
I mean, like Russell Westbrook or Russell John Westbrook. John Wall. They could both be on that bio market.
Doesn't Russell Westbrook play for the Broncos? That was show. It's up showtime.
Yeah. I don't think Craig's gotten those two names right once.
Yeah, no. I don't think. I don't want.
I don't want either. I'm just saying, like, the name, like, it's former NBA All Stars that, like, you think. You know,
yeah,
I love Westbrook's game. Yeah, maybe. I don't think
I would not like Russell Westbrook to join the team. I could experiment him so with far a few away. John Wall minutes, but, like,
I would love John Wall.
I could fuck with a few John Wall minutes. I would not want Russell Westbrook.
They won't get them. But I'm just saying.
Not that I'm saying that would happen.
Yeah, like Robin Lopez is out there, or Paul Millsap. You know, Derek Favors, like old names you just remember from just playing video games or fucking All Stars. Yeah.
Get swatted just by
just
Derek
get
David.
15 minutes.
They need some.
Give us Al in time more. Give him time off.
Sounds like the 2008 championship. They need one more little piece. They got PJ Brown, maybe just a veteran guy.
I remember looking back, and I just remember watching. And they had Gasol that year, and every time freak. PJ fucking was like going down the court, like I was just like, dude, how is this guy on the fucking court? Like, his age was showing.
He
but then he would hit, like, an elbow.
He hit
jumper.
Some huge shots in that
I just
series.
Couldn't stand watching him. It was just like, what the fuck?
He got his ring. He bowed out. It was fucking great.
It was great. Yeah.
Off until the sunset.
You hear that story, too. Paul Pierce was, like, in some limo, just screamed out, like, on the street during, like, All-Star weekend. You knew Pierce was, like, shit-faced or, like, high as fuck or something. Just, it was like, PJ, you try to play for the squad? And they're like, my God, yeah, so best team in the NHL. Best team in the NBA. We'll see how, you know, it pans out, but looking like postseason play come April for both squads.
Yeah,
I mean, if neither or not, just even like the number one seed, then it's just like a monumental.
Just like kill me now, yeah. That'd be a hell of a bet to hit if neither of them make the playoffs. Oh my God.
I might bet that just to mush it.
The Bruins must be like -2 mil at that point. At this point, for that.
Now getting some entertaining stuff. The NFL playoffs on hand. We had a hell of a NFL divisional weekend. Starting off, Chiefs get the job done over the Jaguars. I don't think it was to anyone's surprise there that the Chiefs won. Did not cover. And then you had Mahomes hurt his high ankle sprain there.
Yes, correct.
Full practice today. He was good. Isaiah Pacheco went off, had almost 100 yards. And, I think the Jaguars put up a good game, but the Chiefs, you know, do what they do when they took over.
98-yard drive by Chad Henne.
I mean,
you can't let that happen, Jaguars. You can't let that happen. You finally get Mahomes out of the – Mahomes isn't playing, and you let that happen.
That was just a classic. Just you're an idiot. I look at myself and I'm a fucking idiot. I did not bet the Jaguars to cover. You knew it was coming. You know why? Because 99% of the fucking universe bet fucking the Chiefs to cover, to win and cover. And it just was so clear, and you think about it afterwards, and you're just like, I'm so fucking
the
stupid.
The first Jags touchdown. I'm just so fucking mad. They got to cover.
We'll talk about the game this week, like a little later. But, you know, Travis Kelce had 14 catches for 98. 14 for 98. You take him away, I mean, that's a cakewalk.
You can't take him away. But it was like Brady with Gronkowski or Edelman. You can't do it. You can't do it.
14 catches, got some more yards. Not even impressive. Didn't even get 100 yards. Gross.
Yeah, that was probably the most uneventful game of the day.
Yeah,
I'd probably say. I mean, of the weekend.
What? The Eagles.
Giants did, Eagles. Yeah. Giants Eagles are just a bloodbath.
That was not eventful at all. That was just.
But I think it taught us a lot about the Eagles, how good the Eagles are.
I think that, it just showed how bad the Giants are.
You used the word entertaining.
Yeah.
And that game was not entertaining.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. All right. I backtrack. I'll backtrack. But we'll get into that game now. Eagles 38, my Giants upset pick 7. I'll come clean. I thought the Giants looked so good against the Vikings. And, you know, the Eagles are just a whole different animal.
I think it showed that the Vikings were a fraud with that record. And I think we should have known that with the fucking Patriots.
Yeah, but we didn't know how badly. I think this showed how badly they were.
I don't know. Maybe a mix of both.
I think it showed both how bad they suck and how good the Eagles are.
That's fair.
I knew they were good, but I didn't think they were that good. But the Eagles, like, both sides here, they just – because if you try to stop their run game, he's going to beat you with, you know, two guys outside. Because Jalen Hurts is one of the most dynamic players in the NFL, and he's come on hot here. Why, you don't like Jalen Hurts? Tell me.
I like Jalen Hurts.
All right. The Giants, Danny Jones didn't show up this week.
I think that should have been expected.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that
he's made a step forward. He's doing what he's doing.
The Vikings game was more of an outlier than that.
The Giants were a year away. They're just ahead of their schedule. Yeah. The Giants shouldn't be that upset.
This year was a massive win.
It sucks
for the
to lose to that way they did and go out, you know, against a division rival and all that, but they shouldn't be that fucking mad. The Cowboys are in a way worse spot.
Oh yeah, and I think too when the Giants when your best player on offense is your running back, it's really tough to come back from behind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially with a defense like that.
Because you can't run the ball 30 times. You got to throw. And then it just got out of hand there. The game was over at halftime. I took the Giants at, like, plus 15. That was over at halftime. Plus 15?
Yeah.
I ain't close. Come on, dog. Giants fans. I had a couple Giants friends who, like, I was going to text them. Like, that's just, like, too mean. Like, that was a shit stomping.
Yeah, no, that was, like, that was a fun text them.
Probably my favorite game of the weekend. The first one Sunday as the Bengals. I don't even want to say upset, which they did point spread wise. So yeah, it was an upset. The Bengals took it to the Bills. And for me, it wasn't this whole fancy, you know, Josh Allen versus Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow played well, but the offensive line and the defensive line for the Bengals fucking dominated the Bills. Usually, you know, it was snowy in Buffalo. This is usually Buffalo's game where they beat you with the ground and pound, just any means necessary. The Bengals did that to them.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like they're tearing things around. They couldn't stop them on defense. Josh Allen had at one point had no idea what to do here.
No, and that's not even like some of the blitzes they would throw at Josh Allen were nuts.
Yeah.
Like they had safeties being like almost on the sidelines over here, blitzing. Yeah.
Well, this is where I'm like, you know, you read a lot of media and all that stuff, and everybody's like, why was it 6.5 or 6 or whatever it was? And it's like, it should have been a pick 'em, and everybody's on the same line. I disagree with that. I think that was not perfectly, but whatever, give or take, whatever. I think McDermott just got absolutely smoked as a coach, absolutely destroyed as a coach. The O-line of the Bengals held up, and I think that was a miracle.
Defensive line kicked the shit out of them.
They have a good defensive line, though. That's not – they've – their DNs are absolutely –
like, that defense is
their defense
good,
is regardless. Huge.
Yeah. The Hubbard – is it Hubbard?
Hubbard and Hutchinson. Not Hutchinson. Whatever.
Hutchinson.
Yeah, is it Hutchinson? Yeah. So, I mean, they were their Super Bowl fucking last year. They were great. I mean, I don't – the offensive line held up against – I mean, no Von Miller for the Bills. That was the one thing that, I mean, Von Miller playing for the Bills, I think, It's a different game. That shows that how good one player can be, I guess.
Especially Von Miller. I mean, that's a Hall of Fame.
To your point of the point spread, too, like, I think if that game gets played out in the regular season, which they rightfully should have canceled it, I think the spread's a whole different ball game because I think the Bengals win that game. It looked like they were gonna do exactly what they did this game.
You never know.
I guess you never know, but that's my.
I don't know.
Josh Allen and Diggs, it is hard to say like they wouldn't have.
And
done
Diggs
something.
Is a little bitch.
But still, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, to say like, they might have just got blown out. Like, Diggs at any moment could.
Well,
get
I honestly think Diggs was like pissed because it's like, all right, Hamlin was his boy. I know he would.
He really didn't want to lose. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. That's probably emotions taking over and all that.
No, I do get that, but I think they had reports of him leaving the locker room.
Yeah,
and
then
like,
he came back and then he left again.
Came back. It's you got to win in stride. You got to lose in stride.
Are
the Bills
particular
done?
Situation.
Are the Bills done?
No.
The Bills done?
Josh Allen, no.
They might be done.
They might
They're
be
not,
done.
They're not fucking
They might
done.
Be done not due to the Bills. They might be done due to the Chiefs and Bengals. They might be in, like, the Chargers purgatory of, like, Roethlisberger, Brady, and Manning.
Yeah.
Like they might be that
I mean,
team.
Drew Brees got a Super Bowl.
Dolphins are getting better.
When he was on the other side.
Doesn't matter.
He's on this side. He's on the AFC.
I think
he's going to have to go through both of them, probably.
If I have my choice between right now between Josh Allen and Joe Burrow moving forward, just not counting, you know, who's left. I'm taking Josh Allen.
Out of your mind.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not.
You're out of your
and
mind.
And I would have said that long before last weekend.
I disagree.
Like, I do not just
I'm
say that because the
Allen
Bengals won.
Joe Burrow's got that it factor.
He's got the it factor. That's fine.
As an LSU fan, big Joe Burrow guy.
The last
switch those quarterbacks around. It's the same fucking game.
No.
Yes.
The best two quarterbacks in the NFL are playing this Sunday. The best two quarterbacks in the NFL are playing
Correct.
In the AFC Championship game this Sunday.
And one of them's going to go 4-0 versus the other one. Let's ride.
I'm for that.
That's a little tit.
I'm not hating on Joe Burrow by anything.
No,
all right, we'll give you the reins here, Anton. You're shitting on the Cowboys. What's wrong with them?
I mean,
19-12 loss.
Zeke's done.
Great.
Dak is $40 million, and they couldn't even put the ball in his hands, and then he sucks. Tony Pollard, they managed our franchise and another running back who just broke his fucking fibula.
Yeah, that's tough.
That was tough.
I mean, there's just nothing good about anything. Like, their kicker fucking was the biggest joke ever.
How many times is this going to happen, though, with this coach? You see that last play call? They just lined everyone up on the right side. They hiked the ball. They threw it. They're facing the best defense in the NFL. No, it's easy because it's so stupid. He threw it 5 yards in front. The guy got nailed, and Zeke got nailed hiking the ball.
I really, really hope that was Zeke's last play as a Cowboy.
Oh,
I really hope it ended on that.
It 100% has to be.
Just getting crushed.
You know what's
going to
be funny, though? Is Zeke is going to sign with us for like fucking $500,000
down.
And just be like a good fucking goal line back or something.
That's a great third line back.
Yeah. McAfee was talking earlier this week. He was just like, what was worse, that or when like the Colts did that to us, basically? And it's easily the one this last week because the Colts weren't even supposed to snap that ball. They had the intention of like, okay, this is going to work. I thought they were just going to like, you know, either hand it off or someone run like a quick like sweep or whatever. And they were just all going to block on the right side. That was my prediction, but like, either way,
I mean, I think
what an horrible scheme.
Don't run those plays. Don't fucking run those plays.
No, because I was watching it. I thought, like, just like in my head when that happened, I was like, there must have been a guy like going back for like a hook and ladder, like lateral or something. Like there wasn't. Like I don't know what they were trying to do.
Maybe there was. Sometimes you know.
And people,
I mean, how many times you practice that play?
People giving Kellen Moore the offensive coordinator shit, which he should get shit. But I think all this shit should go to Mike McCarthy. He had time there to call a timeout or be like, what the fuck are we doing here? That guy needs to go. I think first order of business, what's his name? Sean Payton used to be an offensive coordinator there. He wants to coach again. I think that should be a no-brainer. Let go of this asshole, Mike McCarthy, and get him in there and, you know, turn things around.
Yeah, I mean, that play, I mean, and I do get that, like, you need, like, 80 yards.
I mean, Sean Payton to the Cowboys? That's scary. That's scary.
That should be the first
with
order
Dak
of business.
With Dak and CD, I like that.
Yeah,
first order. The Dak thing, though, personally, I think Dak's a loser.
He is a loser. He looks worse than he is. But
that's fair.
But he's
not worth $40 million.
The Diggs, they had Micah Parsons. Their defense was ready to get at it. They made Brock Purdy look like a seventh round pick.
Yeah, he looked like
he is a seventh round pick.
You know what I'm saying? He's been playing pretty well.
Yeah, but
That's my flash point of saying that.
Yeah, I know. That's my point of saying that. I cannot stand the hype around quarterbacks with no tape on them to have one or two.
If only you were this age when Tom Brady showed up in 01. The takes we have.
I would have been a Bledsoe guy through and through. I would have hit Tom Brady for 2 years.
Legit ice cold takes. Ice cold.
So bad. I would have been on the complete other side. I would have been all Brady.
Yeah, no, it would have been. No, great.
I know I would have. I will not disagree.
But this Niners team.
And speaking of Brady, he better retire.
Show's gonna go on. I have no clue where either. I have no clue.
It's the Jets or
no
the
way is no. It's
he's above that. He can't just like levitate into. I think Jets it's just
a, he has a son in New York.
I think it's gonna be Tennessee.
I don't know.
He's gonna stay East Coast. He's not gonna go out the West Coast. He's gonna play for Mike Vrabel. He's gonna get a couple of receivers in there.
He's a billionaire. He can King go play where he wants.
No, no, he doesn't. No, he can't. He's not gonna go out West because kids are at East. I know that's going to happen. He's not going to Vegas.
I'm not saying Vegas. Gallon 49ers. But if this kid, Burt Purdy, is, like you guys say, fucking whatever.
Well, I mean, they have so many, like, surrounding cast members around them. They got McCaffrey, Mitchell.
Debo.
George Kittle, Debo, you name it, Brandon Ayuk's good.
I'm very happy George Kittle's, like, back.
Best defense. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great.
But, like, he was injured for so many years, so much. That sucked. I love that guy.
He had a great catch the other day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like Gronk, but kind of less of a dink.
I think he's way cooler than Gronk.
Yeah.
Gronk's been on my shit list lately if we're talking about Brady.
I'm sure he's so fucking upset.
So upset about what?
Being on your shitless Gronk.
Yeah, so yeah, just like Kyrie. Should be. Yeah.
Fuck Kyrie. Eats at him every game.
Kyrie's like, Adam Nazaro hates me. Fuck, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, who do you think he was really flipping off of the garden that day?
Me.
All set to Naz.
Okay, now we're gonna get into our conference championship Sunday picks. I'm gonna start with they're both big games. But Chiefs, Bengals, Chiefs at home with kind of an injured Pat Mahomes, favored by one. Who do we like still and why?
Bengals, because I think these teams are so close and they always play like close games. The fact that even though like Mahomes not being at 100%, I know he's still going to play. I think that's going to slow them down just enough to where the Bengals pull it out by like three.
This is a statement game for Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. They've lost three to the Bengals. Joe Burrow's playing with house money. Everyone's talking about the Bengals this week. No one's talking about the Chiefs. I realize that he doesn't have Tyreek Hill this year, but he's been able to incorporate guys like Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman. I mean, you name it. The guy, Kadarius Toney, and then obviously Kelce with Pacheco, good backfield. I'm taking Kansas City here. Kansas City's been my Super Bowl pick since day one. I'm going with Kansas City minus one here. Basically, it's a pick 'em. I really like what the Bengals have done this year. This is a coin flip game. I'm definitely rooting for the Bengals, but I just think Pat Mahomes here, this is coming out party, as you know, he's going to be go down as one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Coming out party.
Yeah, you really just used coming out party for Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, it is.
What is he, gay?
The guy that ESPN can't shut the fuck up about at all times.
Are you
times.
Fucking like,
are you kidding me?
He's only
have you heard of this guy, Tom Brady?
He's only,
like, that's like, dude,
he's only won
doing?
One Super Bowl so far.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Hey, have you guys honestly, heard of Pat Mahomes? Or have our listeners heard
think,
of Pat
I
Mahomes
I think LeBron
before?
James is going to make an all-star this year, and it's going to be his coming out
it's
party.
It's going to be his coming out party, yeah. It might be. Connor McDavid, Jesus, it might be his coming out party this year.
Are you fucking kidding
what
me?
What a joke.
You're a joke.
I think it's a...
Say it again.
They
oh,
haven't,
he almost said it again.
They haven't won in a while. They haven't... They didn't make the Super Bowl because
they've been
last
so
year.
Bad, and no one knows that they're good. Like, dude, like, what is this take, man?
They are.
Just pick the Chiefs.
Just finish it.
The take. The take is everyone's talking about the Bengals, and I think the Chiefs are going to beat them.
Some are saying Andy Reid's a good coach. Travis Kelce, you might not have heard of him. He's pretty good.
I heard. I did hear it's Andy Reid and Travis Kelce's coming out party as well.
I'm sure you're having your coming out party tonight too, pal. Huh?
Yeah.
Fucking.
One thing I do love about this weekend, though, side note, to get away from that, is four best teams in football. Gotta love that. Like at the end, like these are the four best teams in football
you know
this year. I think.
I think I like that.
I think you're wrong.
If you want to say the Bills might be fifth.
That's it,
if you want to say the Bills might be fifth.
Bills are fifth.
But I think these are the four best teams in football this year, and you like to see that.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Steele. I don't think Pat Mahomes actually. I think he starts the game. I don't think he
you guys gonna have a coming out party later.
Oh, someone's so upset.
No, I'm not upset. I'm just kidding.
He doesn't know Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, you guys will know who Pat Mahomes is after.
You guys of the NFL is just having a coming out party. I mean, what the fuck? Literally. Yeah, you know what? Joe Burrow's going to have his coming out party as well tonight.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't think he finishes the game. I think he's way more hurt than let on. I mean, if you saw some of his throws towards the end of last week, his leg fucking gave out.
He really could not throw. Like, it was very I respect that he played. He's going to tough it out as hard as he can.
I wish they played Chad Henne the rest of the game. That would have been sick.
I'm just saying, I just don't think he's there, and you need everything there. With the DNs coming in, they're gonna hit that leg.
Because of like Mahomes, I had no idea who their backup was, and when Chad Henne came in, like I almost fell into a car. I was like, no fucking way.
He doesn't even look like himself.
When
he came in, I'm like, wait, that's Chad Henne now? Because he used to kind of be like a little pudgy.
Pudgy, goofy looking.
And now he's like 36.
Yeah.
And it's like, this guy, like, he's still here?
Yeah, no, I if you asked me who it was,
it's the Chase
trillion guesses before I picked
Chase. It's the Chase Daniel effect. He, like, has that.
Yeah.
And Brian, like, Brian Hoyer's like that, too. Like, what's Brian Hoyer still doing here?
Yeah, that would have been sick if it was Chase Daniel and he led a 98-yard drive. I would have gone nuts.
But, yeah, it's Bengals for me.
Bengals, okay. So, Chiefs, Bengals. Niners heading to the Eagles here. Eagles been the best team in the NFC basically all year wise, number one seed. Niners have the best defense, playing with the third string quarterback who's played pretty well up until he still played, you know, good enough last week. But what do we got here, Anton?
Two and a half spread,
Philly.
I would love to buy the point, grab that hook on the 3.5, but I'm going to take the 49ers. I just think, I don't know, the 49ers team is fucking good. The 49ers team is underrated. Kyle Shanahan doesn't blow it till the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Jalen Hurts, you know, they're coming off this high. They're coming off this, we're unbeatable.
Underrated,
they've been the best defense all year.
No, they're great. They're a great team. I would bet the under. I mean,
all right, well, we're making game picks here, pal.
I just said the fucking 49ers. Fucking, are you coming out tonight? Jesus Christ.
I like the Eagles. I think these are the two best defenses, and I think Hurts' dynamic ability gives them the shot to score more points because I think it's going to be tough for both of them. I agree.
I would definitely.
You have McCaffrey, though. You just drop it down, and you have Kittle. You can just drop it out.
It's going to be hard.
I'm not saying I could be the quarterback, but you could have literally Chase Daniel be the quarterback, and he could throw from 20
yards. Imagine Anton as our quarterback.
I think brutal. The toughest thing is when you watch the 49ers game, if you're rooting for the other team, is when they call the Debo coming around. Debo coming around, and like, you see it, and then you just see the blockers, and you're just like, wow, like, one dude has to tackle him by himself.
That sounds,
and it's like, he's gone. Awful. Yeah, like, he's just like, it's over.
But then you have McCaffrey.
McCaffrey's a big son of a bitch, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You have Kittle, you have all these just, and Ayuk, their weapons are just so good that, like, any quarterback, like, this is why Purdy's not good. This is my point. He's an NFL quarterback. He's good. You know what?
Coming out party?
Yes. But, you know, I mean, Adam, what do you think?
For me, I had my original was the Chiefs against the Niners in the Super Bowl. I'm getting away from that. I think the Philly's going to cover this. They've really proved a lot in these last couple weeks. I think they have a big chance, you know, to make the Super Bowl again and not just make it, win it. The Niners are good, but like to Steele's point, I realize they have a lot of weapons. But if it comes down to – it's going to come down to one drive. I'm thinking this is going to be like a 17-13, 20-16 type of game where it might come down to the last drive. Brock Purdy's got to win it. Is he going to, you know, be a legend, or, you know, is the defense going to come to play? I'm taking the Eagles here. I think Jalen Hurts, you know, he made the playoffs last year like 8-8 or whatever it is, 9-8. And this team's, you know, complete 180 with A.J. Brown in their offense. Devonta Smith has come on as a real NFL-type talent. You want to talk about talent on the offense for the Niners. There's a bunch, too, for Philly. And I just think they have too many weapons, and they have on offense and the defensive side of the ball. This is going to be a close game, man. I'm not saying this is going to be like a blowout or anything. And I'm going like 17-13 Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, both of these are fucking pick-ems. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, these are two very good football.
I think, like, 2.5 is even, like, too much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well,
that's right. I would love that. I would love to buy that point.
Buy the point.
In the Niners?
I typically go
plus 3.5, you're saying?
Yeah. I like that. But the thing is, this game might go. See, if we're going to pick locks of the week, are we picking them?
Well, just pick whatever you want, man.
I think I love the over here.
I love the under.
Exactly.
I love the under.
Milk?
No milk tonight.
No. The milk's gotta get under control.
It's 2023. It's a new year for you, man.
My next milk bet will be baseball.
I'm thinking under in that game, and I'm thinking over in the Bengals Chiefs. Bengals Chiefs is only 47.
Yeah, because we have a two-legged, if you want
to. I think he's going to be in better shape than you guys think. I'm no doctor.
It's his coming out party. He's got two legs, right? It's giant dick.
Giant dick.
Yeah, I'm just asking you. You said it's his coming out.
Aren't you friends with Jackson Mahomes? Don't you guys go to the same club?
TikTok?
Yeah.
good joke, Adam, because you're a fucking idiot. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Nazaro suck. I literally, is it like what?
We just like getting in your head, like Forbes' heads, and you just.
You're not in my head.
We just stay there.
You just said it's Patrick Mahomes' coming out party.
Yeah, because he hasn't done anything
in the playoffs in a while. The face of the NFL!
Lost to the Bengals last year. The year before got pumped by Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
It's time for the party?
Comeback party, I should rephrase, okay?
Okay?
Comeback party. Jesus.
Tommy, Stevie, Marty, if you're listening, just disown him. Honestly.
How much Tito's did you get tonight?
Not much.
Not enough.
You saw what I had before.
You want to talk baseball?
Yeah.
You want to talk about how average this Mondesi guy is?
I like Alberto Mondesi.
Raul
Mondesi Jr., a.k.a. Alberto. Or whatever his name is.
I've never seen him play.
He's an injury guy. He's fast.
I was gonna say he's 27. I've never heard of him.
Fucking fast.
Wow. Yeah, no idea.
He is fucking fast. He was going in second, third round in fantasy leagues.
And Brad Marchand, you know, just scored. Side note, sorry to cut you off.
Sorry, like he can steal 60 bases. Like Trey Turner still.
He's that good. He's that
like
fast.
He was that good, but then he got the
rotator cuff.
I think it's the shoulder surgery that's really hard to come back to play shortstop, like to be a fully functional
cuff,
one. But what Bloom? So, all right, everybody I know knows I'm a Red Sox hater, but actually, what they're doing right now, and maybe because it's the race style, I love what they're doing. Besides the pitching, they haven't addressed pitching. Like James Paxton just excised his $4.3 million option or whatever it is. Why is he doing that if he's not going to be fucking ready? He's not going to be ready. So now you have a Chris Sale, Nick Pivetta, Garrett Whitlock. That's your rotation right now. That's it.
Chris Sale, Nick Pivetta, Garrett Whitlock.
Kluber.
Your boy Kluber. Four, and then Brian Bello, James Paxton.
Yeah.
Rounded out.
If Bello comes up, the thing is, rookies don't do
well. You guys are just taking former Yankees that were former six somewhere else.
Like
Kluber and James Paxton.
I'm going on the record here. Yeah. Since Chaim Bloom lost Xander Bogaerts, he's made a bunch of pretty good moves.
What a good
move.
Duvall
was a good move, Adam Duvall.
But I just don't know how, like.
So they said no to $270 million for 11 years for Bogaerts. That's what you're doing? Is you're letting Meyer, that you spent, you know, the fourth overall pick on, which fell to you because you have the money.
Yeah, my impression was they we're picking either Devers or Bogarts, and that's a no-brainer.
They signed Justin Turner to the one-year deal. That's fine.
He's old, he's great. He'll hit 20 jacks, like 250.
And then you got Duvall, who's going to do the same.
But then
you have Jaren Duran, so you got speed everywhere. It's a Rays built team, so it's hard for me to hate it.
But
that's what they're doing. They're building it with the Rays. He's building the Rays with the Red Sox.
The opening day shortstop for this team?
Kike.
You think Kike is Mondesi going to come off the bench?
There's a reason he was so cheap or something. He might not be ready. And I don't know if he has the arm. So, it puts Story back there.
Story's not playing until fucking.
Yeah. So it's Kike.
Yeah. I like Reese McGuire behind the plate.
He can't hit, but he can fucking catch.
He hits bombs on the show.
He hits
bombs on the
Reese
show.
Reese is coming out party. Basically, Vasquez, you know what I mean? Just hit no, bombs, but Vasquez is a great. Vasquez was a phenomenal catcher. So if they have Reese who does like a very. See, nobody's letting the Ray. The Rays' minds are fucking better than the Red Sox minds.
Former Ray, right, on the Red Sox bench, Rob Refsnyder, he had a great year last year before he got hurt.
Also, a former Yankee.
And an Indian.
And wow, you know it all, kid, huh?
Somebody's mad that they're just not coming out yet.
Oh my god. I think the Red Sox are looking better than what they were a month ago.
They're looking very good.
Thoughts on they went to MGM Springfield last week and they had a bunch of fans and
they got booed to hell.
I will give Chaim Bloom kind of credit. Like what team has like goes in front of fans, says like exactly the wrong thing and just gets booed at? Give him some credit for just like taking the heat.
Give him some credit. I said this. I hope it's on a clip and nobody's gonna clip it, but.
Is that Tito's? Need some more, dude? You're sweating a little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nobody's going to clip me saying nobody's going to let Chaim Bloom develop his team the way he needs to develop it.
We might clip that thing you said about 5 minutes ago.
This is a clip, yeah.
Yeah, I'll fucking clip your clip.
Oh, my God. We should,
No. Dead serious though. Like nobody's gonna let Chaim Bloom literally develop his team the way he's supposed to fucking develop it.
Last thing I'll ask before we wrap up here: Why will the Tampa Bay Rays win the World Series this year?
The pitching's back. I mean, we have Glasnow back. We have Rasmussen.
Folks, want to thank you for tuning in and Hedgebetter for making this pod all possible. Big shout out to Slide Edge Fitness and Performance and the law offices of Patrick J. Foley for making this all possible. Seaport Social, if you haven't gotten there yet, get out there. Our guy,
Jimmy Vey,
great manager there, great espresso martinis.
Best in the game. Espresso martinis right on the beach.
Episode 109. That's a wrap. We'll see you next week with some guests. And stay golden.
Go Bruins.
Take a nap, Anton.